page Kuf and Zayin, Parakes. So we sort of ran through the piece last week to get to try and get the idea of this idea of das, where a person, the knee of the person, is connecting with a concept. So we really basically explained that the paragraph of Kashrus Hatzmulus, Hatzmulus Mitzibeinu Orlus, it's at the end of the paragraph, which is the word Das. Right, so we spoke about this idea that there's certain schools of Hatzmulus Mitzibeinu, we have certain natural tendencies and abilities and potential, which when it sort of comes up from amongst the depths of the person, to the Chibi Seirish idea of Akara, that we now have a understanding of something, that's the Chibi Yisera. Now that's the special gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to a human being, that we can connect intimately with a concept. Everybody has that moment, has that feeling where there's a moment where they feel like they sort of like really get a concept. So they understand it intellectually and almost a visceral understanding of it. That's the moment of Das. That's the moment of Das. So that's a tremendous chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Chibi Yisera, and the Baruch Hu allowed us to do such a thing. I just want to expand on that for a second. Animals have knowledge also. Animals have instincts. Animals understand things, right? And a child also does so. Das is unique to human beings. That there's a where you the person is able to take knowledge, which really theoretically is not a physical concept. Remains in the world of the intellect, in the world of the neshama, and connect to it in a visceral way where the person feels connected to it. The body of the person feels connected to it. Right? The motion of the person feels connected to it. So that's a moment of binding of the neshama and the goof. As the neshama, the goof gets raised up to that, a concept of something becomes part of the being of the person. It's a fascinating moment. That's a unique human moment. That's why adulthood is called a person is a bar das. And again, we pointed out certain people never reach that stage in their life. You know, they're never really bar das, b'nei das. Same people 60 years old, and you listen to them talk, and like, is it really? Your emotional maturity is somewhere about the age of whatever. But theoretically, in a society the way it's supposed to function, we live in a society which is quite a pampered, society, etc. But the society where the people really had to really grow up. There are moments of emotional maturity in the person, deep concepts become part of their being. They connect to them, whether it's an element of emunah, bitachon, of a moment of chesed that the person goes above and beyond, where a person sort of gets the concept of chesed viscerally, self-control, it's about the milo sabachira. All those are moments where a person transcends the limitations, the physical limitations, so the physical is contributing to something more spiritual. I hope you guys are getting what I'm talking about. You can relate to
that. Not a bar das, but I'm trying.
Neither am I.
You have to be there.
Neither am I. But listen, if you've ever been there, you've read some of these books, some of these stories about how a person, they sort of have a moment where they transcend themselves, and then I really understood what the pasuk meant or the chazal meant, the message became different to me. Right. That moment of transcendence where the person went above and beyond his normal limitations is the moment where you viscerally connect. I really get it. That's a moment of Das. So he called that because he be saying the tremendous matana of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Baruch gave it that the Das loy, the person gets it. that he's a Tzelem Elokim. Right. So an animal never gets it. You have very smart monkeys, you know, they tell you that, you know, this type of monkeys are very, very smart. That the monkeys are very smart, you know, they're smarter than human beings, and, you know, the average intelligence of a 3-week-old monkey is greater than that of a 70-year-old human being sometimes. Probably true. That's not the point. Okay. So then I get me. So that you know, and these places which I'm doing really were part of me. They're not something which I got outside of myself. That's really my potential to have the ability to rise and to do these things. Strengths that I have, I never realized that I had. Understanding that I never realized that I had, and it's all part of my ani, which I never really got. So I'm getting my ani in a certain sense. I mean, your day, my ani. And I realize how much ability I have. We choose that which is truly orev, which can be absorbed into our being. And then Ibrahim Bakir is saying, we're no longer blind in our choices. So that's the moment where my natural abilities and the each person has the areas which they're drawn to and they have certain natural abilities to. But that moment where I really get that, it becomes like I have such an understanding of it. From then on, I relate to the decision of how to use that craft differently. Then it becomes a mile. Okay. You started because of the Kenyan Sarah Gimiristas. Lidas and Kenyan. The person has to make a true decision. It has to be Gerber Das to create a Kenyan. Das he beemes midas hakinyon. Lidas lo nasa dover shali. So the Gemiras Das is I acquire something. So the true acquisition of something requires Das. So the same way that's true in a physical sense. Maybe even more so true in the intellectual, spiritual, emotional sense. I can't say that I really have a need of something unless it's processed through das, through true understanding of it. Can't copy atzmeinu because shalom yodim es atzmeinu. On a kind of atzmeinu, when we really know ourselves, then we acquire the ability to use all of our strengths at the right moment properly. The Borman is also with all das, meaning the Kenyan Atsmi Panimi Aleya. Once I get it with an element of das, it becomes part of my personal property, personal deep inner property that I will always be able to use. That's on the more the dobe kulabe, a person who has das has everything. The loy dobe ma be. And if you don't have das, what do you have? Do koni machos. If you're kind of das, what are you missing? Do koni machoni. If you weren't kind of das, what do you have? Right? So we know this brush of Navi, we know this Gemara because it's a song. Right? I don't know who sings, I don't know. The paper costumes. And it fits very well this deep concept that we're talking about. It's like, you know, the beat is phenomenally, you know, it's just perfect for the concept. It's a horror dance, you know. And it makes sense for such a deep concept. Right? You know the song. The da da bay, da bay, loy da bay, ma bay. It took me such a long time to figure out what the words were. So, yeah. Anyway. Are you familiar with the song?
Yeah. I'm not going to sing it, but yes, okay. I'm familiar with the song.
Okay, Nimsa. Ki das hi ani mamish. So this kayach of das is when I mamish intrinsically connect to my deep being. Merotim chushayne gotzara bechira. It's not ni. With what we've been saying until now, the ni has rotzim. It has the chush oinig and sar. It has bechira. All those elements of the ani. But what's added now, raksh enam perlim means tiviyos. It's not acting instinctively. Elmitach das with an understanding of what's there and using it as each, based on that understanding.
Everyone's aware somewhat of their tendencies.
Correct. We said before, there's chachma being on das. Some people aware of their tendencies on the level of chachma. Some people aware of their tendencies on the level of bina. Some people aware of their tendencies on the level of das. Right? Das is when I really get, you know, that's the emotion. You know, there's moments of inner strength that people have. You know, well, they know there's a patira, and this person has tremendous emotional strength, and he deals with it, etc. He never was aware that he had that emotional strength. But where did it come from? All of a sudden, like, he got a gift from heaven. It was from inside of him, right? So he at that moment has a much deeper understanding of the depths of his emuna, bitachin, patience, whatever it is that he never had before, right? So do we have to wait for those moments? So one answer is yes, right? You know, until it happens, I don't know. A person would be able to get the madrega of das, of knowing himself, right? You would have, you know, again, we're not asking to be tested, you know, the moments of simcha, you know, where the depth of emotion of simcha. A parent takes their first child to the chuppah. You know, we see people, other people do it. You sort of can picture what it feels like. Right? You never really know what it feels like till you did it. I never understood the depths of such an emotion until it happened. I never really understood how deep of an emotion I could have. So where did that come from? And I'm not an emotional guy, but all of a sudden, you know, by the chuppah, I couldn't stop crying. See, you are an emotional guy, right? No, heavenly, I borrowed it from my wife. It means deep down there is an element of emotion in the person which you never tapped into, and the average day it doesn't turn him on. Now that he's aware of it, you know, in such an intense way, so we would like to hope that he doesn't wait to use it again until the chas of his first grandchild, you know.
I understand what Rebbe's saying, but coming back, I find it hard that somebody can be so tone deaf to themselves that they don't know, like, you know, it going back to the ideas of, you know, how we picture ourselves and what we are, and, you know, as far down as we can go, I guess. But I have an idea, like, you know, by certain things, you know, wherever I am at, certain ways I'll react based on what's going on, because I know how I've been in the past. Yes, I have no idea what it's like to marry off a child. I'm many years ahead, about 15, I think, the way things are going. But
I mean,
yeah, but it's one of those things where, you know, it's not outside the realm of possibility.
Good.
I mean, it's something that.
But let's say, imagine you have a person, you know, you probably have a friend. The guy's very stoic, very laid back. Nothing riles him. He never gets raised up and gets excited. Right? It's always chilled out. So
not married, doesn't have kids.
Yeah.
No, even if he's married and he has a wife. And
my father's stoic. I've seen my father cry twice. But, like, it's not. And one, well, I only remember one of them. The other time I was three. But it's just not something that, like, I know he's still emotionally there. I know he's still.
Sometimes it could be he's aware of it. He expresses emotion differently.
Right. So, I mean, that's.
I understand that. But there's a person which bends and it seems. Nothing ever touches the shop. Right? And all of a sudden, something touches the shop. So, where'd it come from? Right? So he says, wow, I never really realized how emotional I was. You know, we hear people say that. Where'd that come from? I asked you've never had any emotion before. Yeah, nothing like this. So, you know, good. So, your person can predict it, but my point is that now that he's aware of that, he has that level of emotion. So now what's supposed to happen? Well, stick it away to make sure it doesn't come out again. Some people might want to do that. They don't like it. Okay, fine.
Cleaver.
What,
Mr. Cleaver? That was Leave It to Beaver. The father's name. I can't remember.
Okay.
The 50s style father. The
right.
Stoner.
Right. But imagine, you know, wow, that was such a beautiful thing. He's able to use it again. He became aware of something of an intensity of emotion and feeling which he had before, which now he has his opinion. He can use it again. And the more he understands it, the more he connects to it, the more he says, well, let's use it again. So now it's something which he can use. So it goes from being something which he has buried inside himself to be a Kenyan. The ability to move it from that is the more he understands it, the more he like connects with it and you know, feels that there's a true understanding of that concept in his being, said, okay, I can do this again. And I want to do it again. And I want to use it under other circumstances than that. I said, that's just one muscle. I'm just saying, but the point is saying, that's an example we can relate to. Right?
Rav was talking about things that he does instinctively, and then instead of doing them instinctively, he does them, he understands his motivation for doing them, and now he does them with that.
It's more than just the motivation. I think the person reaches a level where he can experience it when that happens. So the person feels that it fits his neshama. So it's no longer like conceptual. It's a reality.
So could a person?
That's das. The moment of das is when it becomes no longer conceptual. It becomes a reality.
So could it happen for a person? Going back to everybody's example. So could a person be marrying off a child, and they come overwhelmed and they start crying stuff, but still not, you know, it may happen, but they may not realize it, they may not recognize it. So even though this is happening,
it's
still not that. Okay.
Correct.
All right. So that's where I was getting confused. Okay. So just because it happens doesn't mean that it's
a
recognition.
Right. Correct.
Okay. That was where I got hung up. I can't speak for anybody else.
Human being has the ability to absorb information of everything there is in the world. Beyond that, acquiring knowledge, his ability to understand the person, understand himself and know what it means to know. Right? That sounds wild. Right? So, what's he saying? So, I have ability to, let's say, I have ability to understand people. There's certain people that, you know, they get other people. They can relate to them. They can relate to their feelings. The nurse of Olam Chavera allows me to, even though I've never experienced, I'll go back. Most people are nice based on something they can relate to. If I can relate your experiences to my experiences, I can understand what you're going through. So if a person dealt with a child who was sick, so they can relate to somebody else who was a child who was sick. A person who lived through sitting shiva can really get what it feels like to go through shiva. Never has that shiva. I don't know what it means. I can sort of picture it. I can imagine. I don't really get it until you've been there. Then there's the people which get it. That even though they've never experienced it, they get it. Right? So that's the meter of that they have a kayak das. They can connect with a reality beyond themselves. To understand how they were able to do that is the das hadas. That kayak within themselves to be able to relate to something beyond themselves and absorb it, and that's a kayak to intrinsically emote with that emotion. It's what he calls dasa das. That's a tremendously deep understanding of oneself. So the the depth of a human being, that this comes really from the Talmud Elokim, of being like the Creator. The Rishon is connected to us. That ability to connect like that is the point where human being, he's adding the religious element over here. Right? So, that is a moment of that's a utensil, a vehicle of Hebrew to Kodesh Baruch Hu.
You don't want to take a chance.
Yeah, that's what the Rebbe time is at.
I may be throwing this way off, and if that's the case, just ignore it completely.
Okay. Next paragraph gets much more down to earth.
Okay. So I was going to ask how can somebody try to conceptualize things. I can try to understand things, but
most of us
is there out there.
Okay.
So I was like, is there a way like I can say, okay, try this and it might help?
Do meditation.
It can work.
I think for us, as opposed to saying that we have a practical program of how to acquire this,
I'm not saying steps like A, B, C, just a general idea of, you know, like be aware of surroundings, you know, try to develop empathy.
I think it's more, you know, empathy was just one example. The more we're aware of our tendencies and what, you know, talks to us and what doesn't talk to us, and why we emote and how we emote, why we connect and what we connect to, that's moving us more towards an element of das and of ourselves. You know, and that will move us to the point where we get a certain clarity of that, so we much different boichrim, but we have the tools to choose in a much different way than when the person has it, when it's all is happening instinctively. Like, you know, it's the person who's drawn towards chesed, so will volunteer for the chesed opportunities, but not for the davening opportunities. And the person drawn towards davening will not volunteer for the learning opportunities. Yeah, we all do that, right? There are certain things which, the more I'm aware that that's what I'm doing, and why that speaks to me, and what elements of my being are being valid and not valid when it happens, and I can start choosing intelligently. Of, you know, is that where I want to put my characters at this point in time? Is that what? How do I want to strengthen the strengths that I have? How do I want to fill in the gaps of things I don't have? You know, that's the very basic element of what he always says. It's a deep awareness of what I'm about. The full depth of things, you know, we have moments where we get a glimpse into the full depths of our being. Sometimes it's pretty ugly. A lot of times it's very nice. Let's hold it here. Next week is much more down to earth. So the